The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful December morning. Howard, the sun is out. The sky is blue. Puffy white clouds.
You like it?
I love it. It's kind of cool, but not cold. Nice. Beautiful
nice.
Day. It's going first up to day, 70s or something today, right?
First day of winter tomorrow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Not in Florida.
it's been winter in Florida the rest of the...
Today is the winter solstice, right? Today.
Yes.
Today.
Also known as the vernal equinox.
Ah, I like winter solstice better.
Okay. Hey, you know, we usually start out the day talking about some fun days that it's also.
Okay.
You know what today is also? And it's kind of related to that because it's the shortest day of the year. It's don't make your bed day.
Oh, I do not like that.
No, seriously, this was started by a fifth grader a few years ago who thought that it was a good idea not to make her bed since it's the shortest day of the year. So why not make it a... So he made a petition. I mean, she made it a petition before Congress back in 2014. Now, Congress didn't make it a national day. But a lot of states kind of picked it up and said, well, let's make it a fun day. So it's National Don't Make Your Bed Day.
I think that's a waste of time to go before Congress, don't you?
Well, but that's what she wanted to do. So she made a petition. She got lots of kids to sign it. And it's National Don't Make Your Bed Day because they figure, you know, it's not going to stay made for the shortest period of time of daylight.
Hmm.
Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Now, you're going to like this one, too.
What?
It is National Short Girl Appreciation Day. Now, the average female is 5'3" to 5'4".
Okay.
So, how tall are you?
5'2".
5'2". So, so, I appreciate you now. And for all you people,
I don't know
of course,
about this.
I appreciate
this just
seems you every
off the,
day.
Off the chain, right?
I appreciate you every day, Angela.
That song comes to mind. Short people got nobody.
No
short
reason.
Short people got nobody.
But I have a problem with this.
What?
Because there is no Short Guy Appreciation Day. There's only a Short Girl Appreciation Day.
Hmm.
There's something wrong with this.
Well, you know, do you know why?
When we want
what
equality
did they say about
of
short
these,
men?
I don't know.
They have a complex.
I don't.
So we can't give them appreciation.
I don't
just
know.
Just kidding.
And on a more
what do you mean
positive
you
note, it is Forefathers Appreciation Day.
There you
so
go.
We do appreciate our forefathers for everything they did in the separation from England and to make our country great. And we've got to stop all this fighting among the left and the right and bring this country together. And Congress should do the things that it is supposed to do, which is do things that are good for the country. And
yeah,
it
this is
never
not good,
good
for the country.
To fight for the country.
This whole impeachment thing, not good for the country.
Yeah. But there are a lot of good things that are going on for real estate across the country. Equity is going up in virtually every single state. From year to year, it's gone up a whole lot here in Florida. And just to give you some of the things that are going up here in Northeast Florida, the median sales price from November through November has gone up about 6.3%. That's pretty good. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's very good.
Now, closed sales are down, and you may think, well, that's bad. It's not that it's bad. Inventory is down. People
yes.
are keeping their homes. we need more homes to put on the market, like active listings. This time last year, there were 9,900. This year, they're 8,400, down 15%. That's not about the economy. The economy's great. There's just not enough houses for sale. Now, the builders, they're doing what they can.
They're doing a lot, yeah.
To get houses on the market. But if you're thinking about selling, it is a great time to put your house on the market.
Absolutely.
After all, the median sales price is up. And by the way, people ask me all the time, do houses sell above list price, below list price? Well, through November, houses are selling at about 95% of the list price. But almost 12% of houses are actually selling above list price.
Yeah, I was fixing to say it depends upon where it is and how it looks and how it's priced,
right,
et cetera.
So when people ask me, again, I've told people this all the time, when people ask me, how's the market? Overall, it's good, but it really depends. If you're a seller, it depends on your house. How does your house look? How does it compare to other houses in the neighborhood?
Correct.
How are you pricing it?
Yes.
It depends on all those factors. So it depends on all that. Your house can be a really good market or it can be a really bad market. Now, same
Absolutely.
Thing. If you're a buyer, it depends. What are you buying?
Right.
Is it a really good market or a really bad market? It depends on what you're buying.
Yep.
So we can help you determine that for what you're buying or what you're selling. But overall, here in Florida, here in Northeast Florida, it is really, really overall, it's fantastic. But let's talk more about your particular situation. We are here to help you. You can call us during the show and we'll talk about that. You can talk to us after the show. Hey, we got a couple of call outs to do. By the way, we had a great week. We hope all of you did. We had two closing this week in December. Oh, yes, we have closings. We have another scheduled for actually the last day of the year, December 31st. We had a new accepted offer yesterday. Congratulations to Trent and Peyton. We're going to also list their house
today.
Today?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to tell people about that just real quick?
Yeah, it's an adorable house. It's in Middleburg. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, about 1,100 square feet in the main house, and there's a huge screened-in back porch. The yard is a third of an acre, and
That's
it's
really
a corner
nice.
Lot. So really, when you're looking out your windows, you're just not seeing neighbors, you know, because the way it's positioned on this corner lot. So it's awesome.
It's a beautiful little house.
138 Mango Court.
With a garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have a shout out to new listener John in Ponte Vedra. So John, thank you for listening today. People say we're an infotainment show, so we hope we give you a little bit or a lot of that. So thanks for listening. We call ourselves the Problem Solving Realtors on the radio. We come to you every Saturday, and this is the last Saturday before Christmas, isn't it? But we're going to be with you live next week as well. So even though you're going to be shopping, by the way, today is another special day because it is Super Saturday. You know what that means, Angela, right?
Shopping.
Shopping. Supposedly the busiest Saturday shopping day of the year. Perhaps the busiest shopping day of the year as well.
So, all that last minute stuff, yeah. Right? So whether you're getting things for dinner or whether you're buying presents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super Saturday. Right?
Yeah. By the way, you're allowed to buy yourself a present too.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I needed your permission for that.
Oh, no, you didn't. Since when do you need my permission? We got lots more things to talk about today. We got to talk about interest rates. We're going to talk about how to save money on your property taxes. Do you know you can save money if you haven't paid your property taxes already? If you pay them before December 31st, you get a discount.
That's right.
You also get a discount if you pay them before January 31st. Yep, it's a discount. That's right. All right.
It is indeed.
It is indeed. We got more things to talk about. We're going to answer your questions if you call us. What's the number to call, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
And by the way, Angela, we missed you last week. We hope you had a great little vacation in New York
visiting your sister. Yep.
Thanks for coming back. All right. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right. They use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It is a great day. I am really happy to be here because we're back in the studio. And we're back
yes.
as a team. Last week, you weren't here. As I mentioned before the break, you were in New York on a little vacation with your sister and brother-in-law. The week before that, we were on location, and we had some little problems with our equipment. So here we're back with Alan in our studio. And Alan, it's great to be back with you, of course. Alan is our producer and has been for a number of years.
A lot of years. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yes. We've aged well over
here.
The years.
You had Joe here with you.
Joe does a great job giving yes. Great information about financial planning and
trust.
And trusts. And he's just a wealth of information, and we use him for our planning. Just wonderful, wonderful information that he gives. And we want to talk about what's happened. You know, is it really good to buy real estate and to sell real estate this time of year? How are interest rates? How's the market? How's everything going? And our expert on that is sitting right here in the studio with us today.
Yes,
right,
I am.
Right, Angela? That's
yes,
you.
Yes, I am.
Tell us what's going on.
Okay. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 554 offers got accepted. That's up 20% from the previous week. Also, 543 new homes came on the market, and that's up about 15% from the previous week. 77 of the 543, well, they're already under contract. I think that's, what, 15%, Howard?
Yeah, about that.
Things are selling.
When they look good.
And they're priced right.
They get sold quick.
Yes, they do. Now, we'll also mention that 38 of those went under contract the very first day that it came on the market. So that tells you right there, there are buyers out there. If it looks good, priced right, gonna sell. And we want to say that 593 of you actually closed on a house for yourself, and we want to say congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that number was actually down a little bit from the previous week, like 11%. No real reason why that is. Just is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your son actually moved into a new place this past week.
He did.
Yes.
Yes. When I got back in town, I went over to see him, and I had all these ideas of how I could help him, and he quickly told me, nah, he didn't need my help.
That means he's got it under control.
I know. And, you know me, I'm like just wanting to jump in and take charge. So that's the mama in me.
Well, sometimes you got to let your kids grow up.
I did.
And let them handle things.
He sent me pictures of things that he had done, and he's doing a great job. I'm very proud of him.
Well, good. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do, raise our kids and let them go into the world. And I was going to say brief, fruitful, and multiply, but that's not ready.
That is not yet. what we necessarily want. No.
Let him
just be fruitful.
So not only do houses get listed, not only do houses go under contract, not only do houses get sold, but about 80% of them get that way without the help of a mortgage company. Or I should say, 80% of them do get
help from a mortgage company. Yeah.
And people need to get mortgages. And the cheaper that the interest rates are, the lower that the interest rates are, the better it is. So,
yeah, because then people can buy more house.
And they're at about the lowest rates that they've been almost since the beginning of time.
Let me tell you the story.
Yes.
So the 30-year interest rate remains unchanged at 3.73%. This time last year, it was 4.55. So it's almost a full point under. The 15-year rate, it also remained unchanged at 3.19%. And this time last year, it was 4.01%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate is at 3.45%.
Just pause there.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that. That's less than 3.5% for a government-backed mortgage.
Yes.
I mean, even if you have a mortgage, you wouldn't even want to pay it off because you can't borrow money anything near that cheap. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes. Yes,
just
it is.
Incredible.
And if you're getting a VA loan right now, I would say close in January. If you're getting a high-priced property, close in January because you don't have the caps on how much it's going to be insured. So you want to do the full amount, and that's super-duper exciting.
It is super-duper exciting.
It
I like
is
that.
Indeed,
super.
Indeed.
You know, I made a comment earlier in the broadcast, in the first segment, about, you know, the government is fighting among themselves, the Democrats against the Republicans. But the government did do something this past week that was actually positive for the country. And there was very, very little news about it. But I want to share it with our listeners because it had to do with real estate.
Awesome.
All right. So I'm going to tell everybody about it. The first thing is that the National Flood Insurance Program is available for people that either require flood insurance because when they get a loan and they're in a flood zone or the mortgage company requires them to have flood insurance, or even if they're not in a flood zone, there are a lot of people that may be near a stream or a river that could flood, but they're just not required to have flood insurance because it could flood. Well, the flood insurance program, because of the budget, was about to expire on the 31st of the month.
Okay.
Well, if it expired, without being renewed, then about 1,300 closings a day could not occur beginning on January 1st.
Wow.
Because that's Congress is in recess right now.
Yes.
Well, before they went on recess, they extended the budget for the federal government for at least another 9 months, and therefore the flood insurance program got extended for another 9 months.
And that's important in Florida.
Yes. Well, actually, more floods occur other than the coastline. It occurs all across the country.
I know.
Yeah, it occurs in the
mountains. But it's so important to our business.
It is. It's important to everybody's business. So we want to thank the members of Congress for doing that. The other thing we don't hear about as often, because there aren't as many short sales or foreclosures, but there's something that you used to hear about when you listen to the show, and we have a lot of people that listen for years, and we
yes.
talked about the Debt Forgiveness Act. This
yes.
was when you had short sales and foreclosures that you had to pay. There was talk about paying taxes on the forgiven debt. So let's say you had a home that you owed $300,000, and the home was sold on a short sale, and it sold for $200,000. That $100,000 difference was forgiven debt, and you had to pay tax on that as if it was income.
Income, right.
Well, previously, there was a law that said, okay, you won't have to pay tax on that. Well, that expired in 2017. Okay, that's bad.
Right.
Because then those folks would have to pay taxes on that
right.
forgiven debt. They just passed an extension on that retroactive through 2018, through 2019, and going through to the end of 2020.
That's great.
How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
Also, they extended the deductibility for mortgage insurance premiums for the year 2019.
Oh, good.
So when you put less than 20% down,
yes,
and also, well, let's just leave it at that. For you put less than 20% down, you have to pay mortgage insurance.
Right.
Well, they were taking away the deductibility of that on your income taxes. So now they kept it in.
Well, that's good.
All good things for homeowners. So we want to thank the members of the Senate and the House of Representatives for at least doing something positive for homeowners.
Indeed. Because you know what? There is certainly movement across the other parts of the world where people don't want to buy homes. They just want to rent. And I don't want to see that happen here. I think home ownership is one of the real fundamental things that we get to do in our country. And it's a great opportunity. And I'd hate to see that go away. So I love that they're doing things to benefit homeowners.
Yeah. And when you combine that with something I believe I mentioned earlier in the show, is equity is increasing. And in the
yes.
state of Florida, average equity increased about $9,000 in the past 12 months.
That's great.
So it is great that, and that's separate from appreciation.
Right.
So isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So both of my kids who bought a house about 3 or 2 years ago, not only are they paying off their debt, but they increased their equity as well.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
It is indeed.
It is great. Hey, there's so much more to come here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. You know, many states and cities are losing residents, but not here in Florida. And we're going to talk about some interesting things that some cities and states are doing to try and to lure people to come back to those cities and states. We don't have to do that. We're going to tell you what some of those cities and states are doing. It's going to blow your mind. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions and give you some more interesting stuff. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has signed into law a massive $738 billion defense spending bill. During remarks yesterday, the president summarized some of the weapons systems the bill now funds. He also underlined the funds for supporting service members, things like a pay raise and family leave benefits. The president also celebrating the launch of the Space Force, which is part of the National Defense Authorization Act. That is the first new military service to be created in more than 70 years. The president has agreed to give the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on February 4th. He accepted the invitation from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi just 2 days after she led the House in voting articles of impeachment against the president. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 78 points, 28,455. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Every year we have gentlemen come in with the same problem. They just don't know what to buy their wife for Christmas. Well, one thing we can start off telling them is they've come to the right place, because at Underwoods it's been our business since 1928 to keep in our stores what ladies want to own. We have a professional credential staff that'll treat you the way you expect to be treated, and they can really help solve your problem. We have North Florida's finest collection of diamond jewelry, an extensive collection of pearls. You might be interested in seeing some of the hot new designer jewelry pieces from names like David Yurman, John Hardy, or Roberto Coin. If it's a watch you want, we carry Rolex and other watches that are considered the best. And the one thing you'll love and she'll recognize is the hand-wrapped silver package with a satin ribbon our gifts come in. So make this a Christmas to remember. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Mosh Winter Discovery Camp Return of Galactic Encounters at the Museum of Science and History. Saturday, December 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to a 60% chance of showers, cloudy skies, 68 overnight, low near 60. Then 100% chance of rain all day Sunday with a high tomorrow, 70, low Sunday night, 58. That rain will continue through Tuesday with highs into the middle 60s with mostly cloudy nights through next weekend. Overnight lows about 52. And for Christmas, mostly sunny.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. It's almost Christmas, Howard. I'm super excited.
It is this coming week.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we just heard that this segment is sponsored by Christine Kennedy.
Yes.
She does such a great job. And I attended a closing this week that was done by a different lender, and I'm not going to mention that name. We didn't have the buyer. We had the seller. And the closing took an extended amount of time. There was a delay after delay after delay. And not just the closing that day, but it was delayed weeks. And
almost a month.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but we went to the closing And the closing took more hours. It was supposed to occur in the morning, then hours later, then hours later. And then we finally get to the closing, and it took extra time. All the paperwork was done. Then the paperwork had to be sent to the bank. Then we waited for what's called a funding number. Then we had to wait for money to be transferred. With Christine, it is so simple. They don't even wait. Her closings are like in 20, 21 days. And when you go to the closing, the money is transferred before the closing. So once the papers are signed, they don't have to be emailed away and wait for an approval. When the closing company, when Watson Title or whoever it is doing the closing, when they sign all the paperwork, it's done. The buyer gets the keys and we're done.
Right.
The closing is 45 minutes. It's over.
And that speaks volumes to the financial stability of this mortgage company. It really does. They are so large. They do over $1 billion a year, every year. They sell their loans directly to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So that's a big deal. A lot of people cannot even get in that game. So it's a wonderful, wonderful company to do business with. Plus, the other thing that happened in that original case that you were saying that went awry was that the mortgage broker did not assess this client properly to begin with. It was a self-employed person and tried to put them in a regular loan, which they had too much depreciation of equipment to do that. That never would have happened with Christine. She is wicked smart. She's so good. She would, you know, interview people and understand their circumstance and put them in the right loan right out of the gate. We wasted so much time trying to get that buyer qualified on a loan that didn't happen. And that loan officer should have known that from the beginning. But instead, then we had to take that loan and give it to a different company. And that's what caused the big delay. And at Christine's company, they are, again, so big and offer so many products, they already had that product there.
You know, it has a huge effect on the seller as well, because sometimes the seller has to use the money from the sale of their house to buy another house.
Yes.
So sometimes they're in the process of moving, and then they have to, like, well, they can't move to buy their next house because
right.
their closing is delayed a month.
A month. So that is a whole nother month of expenses. Think about that. So you've got to pay, and they had already moved. So they had to pay their mortgage for the month.
Two mortgages.
Yes. They had to pay utilities. I'm just talking about the property here in Florida because
yeah.
they had moved out of state. They still had to maintain the home. So they had to have somebody mow the yard. They had to have, you know, their bug company, whatever, come. They had to pay their HOA fees, their CDD fees. They had to pay another car payment because part of what they were going to do with the proceeds of their sale was pay off their car. So they had another car payment that they had to pay. So many things that they, you know, didn't anticipate. It was a negative impact to them. And, you know, when we explained, it wasn't the buyer's fault. It was this
mortgage loan company. Yeah.
You know, the seller was okay. But, you know, it's a really big impact to people. I mean, you're talking an extra $3,000 or $4,000 that they didn't anticipate having to pay. And they did because of not good choices.
So it makes a difference. So Christine at Success Mortgage Partners, she gives great service.
Yes.
They're fast and their rates are great.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I don't know why
everything's competitive.
What's her number, by the way?
904-514-6969. Christine Kennedy at Success Mortgage Partners.
And you can get an
approval.
And you
can go to ChristineKennedy.com and just apply for a loan. Start the process right there.
And it's Christine with a K.
Yes.
All right. Hey, before the break, we talked about, or I started to talk about people, not people, but I lost my train of thought. Many states and cities are losing residents. Of course, not here in Florida because people are moving here. So some cities and states desperately want new residents to aid in their tax base or to fill jobs. As such, some of them are giving tax incentives and sometimes are giving actual money as being offered to move there. So if you want to move to, how about this, Topeka, Kansas?
No, thanks.
Not me. not even for the $15,000 being offered to move there. How about Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Any interest? Chattanooga.
You like Chattanooga? You've been there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baltimore, Maryland? I used to live about an hour from there.
Yep.
I used to like to visit to go to the aquarium. Nice place to
Very
visit.
Very cold.
Nice place to visit. How about Tulsa, Oklahoma? I have no idea what's there to see. Well, maybe to go for visits, but I love my Northeast Florida. Now, got another one, Maine. Now, Maine is a beautiful, beautiful state, but way too cold. Now, they got a good one. If you go for vacation, then they will pay for your vacation if you end up moving there.
Hmm.
But again, too cold, and by the way, their real estate taxes are out of sight, and their cost of electricity to keep you warm, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that does not sound good to me.
Yes.
Not at all. So here's what I want to say.
What do you want to say?
Nobody, no state out there can beat the combination of Northeast Florida's climate, no state income tax in Florida, low real estate taxes.
Yeah.
The low cost of real estate, period.
Okay.
Our beaches, come on, it all around the entire state of Florida are beaches, low unemployment, great health care, and of course, great people.
You know, I love the people here. People tell me that they come here and people are so friendly.
We are a friendly city.
And actually, I've been in several states, six
yes.
or seven states. And I got to tell you, the people here are more friendly than in any of the other states that I've lived in. I've lived in Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland, New Jersey, and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best.
Of course it is.
And I met you here.
We're in the Deep South.
The Deep South.
Yes.
Okay.
It's good.
So, wait a minute, though.
What?
Are there incentives here
to
buy
homes?
Well,
you know what? There are. If you're a first-time home buyer and you are in St. John's, Clay, Nassau, or Duval counties, we still have $7,500 incentive to buy a home in those counties. Now, it's a loan that has to be paid back when you sell your house. So it gets attached like a second mortgage. You don't make any payments.
No payments.
While you're living there. But when it's time to sell, then you owe the $7,500 back at zero interest.
So what can you use the money for?
For your down payment, for closing costs.
So how do you get it?
You just ask. But you have to, there's certain income limits.
Okay.
But you got to be a first-time home buyer.
First-time home buyer.
Which could mean that you've owned a home before, but not in the last 3 years.
All right.
Yes. It's a great, great program. So that's our incentive to come to Florida.
So Christine Kennedy has those available?
She does.
Okay.
She has everything.
And we can help you find that house?
We can, because we love to shop.
We love to help you find that perfect home for you, right?
Yes.
All right.
Your answer is more correct than mine.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to give you some special information on what you really need to look for when you buy a condominium or a townhouse. And if you don't look for this thing, your pooch may be kicked out.
Ooh, that would be awful.
Yeah.
That's like family to most people.
Yep. Your pooch may be kicked out. And
yes.
I know you love your puppy. And sometimes you may have too many puppies, but we're going to tell you some special things to look for so that you and Rover don't get kicked out. Well, they can't kick you out, but they can kick Rover out. So stay with us. We're going to tell you how to find out about that, because there are some special circumstances. Stay with us.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. This is our last segment of Real Estate Radio today. Howard, make sure you leave time that we can talk about our open houses, because we're definitely doing that. So there's a lot of realtors not working. That's not us. We're working.
You mean there are open houses even on Super Saturday weekend?
Yeah.
Because there are people that are visiting and looking to move here.
From out of town, and they're looking to move here. At one of our open houses last weekend, there was over 9 families that came through the open house.
And these are serious buyers.
They're serious buyers. So people who come out at this time of year, they're coming because they need to buy, not because they want to. They'd rather be Christmas shopping or watching football or whatever.
The best present that you can give yourself is a brand new home.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, so much hope and excitement and so much to look forward to when you buy a home.
And if you're buying a condo, be sure to read the condo rules and regulations before buying, especially if you have pets. You know, we all love our pets, but remember that the number of pets in a condo is often restricted. And this is especially true of multi-story units. because there are people that live above you and people that live below you. And they don't like necessarily to have dogs walking around, because sometimes the floors are made of wood and you hear the dogs with their claws and it makes noise on the wood. So increasingly, it's also the weight of the dog. And sometimes it's the total weight of the two or more dogs that are restricted. Sometimes it's also the breed of the dogs that are excluded. So in some cases, believe it or not, especially in co-ops, now we don't have that many co-ops here in Northeast Florida, but we do have some. The board members of the co-ops actually must personally approve of the pets as a prerequisite to purchasing.
Yes.
So believe it or not, you have to come in. They interview you because they have to approve you as the purchaser, and they actually meet your pets. Believe it or not, I know some of you are shaking your heads, and they sort of interview, quote unquote, interview your pets. And what are they doing to interview your pets? Actually, what they're doing is finding out if your pet is, number one, aggressive, because if that pet bites someone on the common ground, well, then all the other owners, as the members of the association, can be sued. The other thing that they're looking for is whether that dog is barking when they meet somebody new, because they don't want that to be a noisy pet and have it be barking inside the owner's unit where everybody else above or below or when somebody's walking down the hall can hear it. So they don't want noisy pets. But it's not just dogs that they're concerned with, because there's another animal that's very noisy.
What's that?
Birds.
Yes, they're very noisy.
Yes. The Amazon parrots or cockatoos or cockatiels, they can be really, really loud. So birds are not immune from scrutiny because they screech. And they screech loud, and they can do it at inopportune times, like when you're trying to sleep.
Yes.
Sometimes even fish aren't allowed, because fish tanks can fall over and can flood into the units below. So bottom line, you should, and your agent should, check the bylaws, check the rules, check the regulations, because you could get through, you know, a whole lot of process and then find out, process in the buying process, and then you find out, oh my gosh, my dog weighs too much, or my two dogs together weigh too much. By the way, if you're going to buy something as an investment property also, it's the tenants that also have to abide by these regulations as well.
A lot of condos with tenants don't even allow pets.
That's right. The owner can have the pet.
The owner can, but the tenants cannot.
That's right.
Yes.
So, buyer has to beware.
Yes.
All right. Well, Angela.
Yes, dear.
You know what it's time for?
Hot, hot, hot. Woo!
We do have some properties on the market. Now, one of them actually was under contract, and the buyer, they decided that they did not want it, but it had nothing to do with the home. It was some...
They don't want to stay in Jacksonville.
Yeah, they may not stay in Jacksonville. So it is back on the market, and it is. But they loved the house.
Loved it.
Oh, my gosh. And everyone that comes to see that house loves it. And this is one that's unusual, because you'd think, why would you have an open house on a $975,000 home? Don't you just have lookers coming to see that?
No.
We have lookers. The lookers that come to see this are actual buyers.
Correct.
It's in Mandarin. It's 4,400 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, four-bath home. And it's on a canal that's one house off of the river. It has so many built-ins. It has a lanai. It has a pool. It has a covered boat dock. It has a jet ski lift, an oversized three-car garage. Even has recirculating hot water.
Yes.
So as soon as you turn on the hot water at any of the faucets, hot water comes out. You don't have to wait for the hot water to come from the tank to get to all the way to you. Triple HVAC unit, wood floors throughout the whole house. There's no carpeting in there at all. It's on Sims Cove Lane in Mandarin. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous home. It's not even built of 2x4 construction. Nope. 2x6 construction.
Yes. All brick.
I mean, just
amazing, amazing house. Every time I go in there, I fall in love a little bit more.
Just absolutely gorgeous. The pool is gorgeous. The view out the back is gorgeous.
Yes.
Nobody behind you. Just that great dredged canal and one house off of the ocean. Beautiful, beautiful
house.
Off
the ocean?
Off of
Wrong water.
The river. But we have another house that's only two houses off of
But wait, did you say we're going to be there tomorrow?
We are not going to be. Oh, yes,
we are
going to be. That is, we're going to be there tomorrow from 11 to 1. We have another house off, two houses from the ocean, but the ocean.
Okay, you've got to stop saying
wait
ocean.
Wait a minute, that one is going to be off the ocean that I'm going to talk about. It is in Atlantic. It's off of the Atlantic Ocean. It is on Atlantic View Drive in Fernandina, 2,800
gotcha.
Square feet,
Sorry.
Four bedroom, 2.5 bath, totally redone. It has a Florida room, and it has new appliances, new fans, new paint, new lighting, new mirrors, new flooring, new plumbing, new countertops. Oh, my. Newly painted cabinetry, and it has a screened and heated pool. And this one's really valued price. It is $600. $1,000.
Yes.
And the people that have seen it says that it's too cheap. That's all the neighbors. All the neighbors that have come in, a few of the neighbors came in and says, boy, this is gorgeous.
What a great buy.
Yeah. Oh, it's a one-owner house. We're not having it open tomorrow, but I will show it to you if you want
Absolutely.
To see it.
Absolutely.
There's another one that's opened tomorrow. Or open today, I'm sorry. It's in Beauclair in the Mandarin area, Wexford Road, 3,300 square feet, five bedrooms, 3.5 baths, many, many built-ins. It has a Florida room plus a separate screened room, a pool plus a hot tub, lots of storage, big, big pantry, big, big laundry room, beautiful wood floors, a brick exterior, circular driveway, also a front porch, a rear patio, no CDD, no HOA, and it is value priced at $484.
Yes.
It's going to be open today from noon to 3.
And another one that's sort of one house off the river, so you're getting those river views. Not river views, river breezes is what I mean to say.
Yeah, really, really nice house.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful home. Hey, it is the last show before Christmas, but we're going to be here with you live next week as well. And you know what? The Van Wees are here. Do they have a thumbs up? They do. They have a thumbs up. They're going to
awesome.
Tell you what's been going on this past week in the financial sector. Probably talk
Great.
A little politics as well. As always, they are live. They're going to be here with you live next week as well. You know, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We do this radio show to give back to our community. We want to thank you, as always, for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call us after the show. Angela's number is 465-3845. Mine is 687-8161. You need a professional on your side. God bless you. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back with you next week. Bye-bye.